Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're diving deep into Immaculate Deception by Warren Adler. It's a really compelling installment in the Fiona Fitzgerald mystery series.
It really is. And for our readers who've already experienced it, you know, it's set in that high-stakes Washington, D.C. world Adler creates so well.
Absolutely. And this isn't just, you know, a standard crime novel. It's much more.
Definitely. It digs into truth, raw power, and the science of life itself becoming tools for control.
So today, our mission is really to unpack why this book still feels so incredibly relevant, why it hits home now.
I think for readers, a big part of it is Fiona Fitzgerald herself.
Yeah.
Detective Fitzgerald.
Right. Her unique position.
Exactly. Daughter of U.S. Senator. So she's moving between, well, the political elite and the frankly, grim world of homicide.
An insider and an outsider, almost.
Perfectly put. It gives her this specific viewpoint, lets her see things others might just miss in the system.
And the central mystery, it grabs you right away, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. The death of a young woman. Suspicious circumstances.
After visiting this very elite fertility clinic.
Right. And it doesn't stay a simple murder investigation for long. It spirals.
Into something much bigger, much more disturbing.
Yeah. It touches on society, on power structures. Fiona starts uncovering this hidden world.
A world where, what, reproduction is for sale?
Pretty much. Reproduction, power, legacy.
Mm.
They become commodities. Adler shows us these high-ranking, wealthy people trying to essentially engineer perfect heirs.
Wow. And the clinic?
The clinic promises miracles, you know, the dream of a perfect child, but it's really hiding deep manipulation.
Run by someone who believes, what? Genetic superiority justifies anything.
That seems to be the chilling logic, that the end justifies these truly extreme means. It really forces you as a reader to think about where that line is.
When does that pursuit of perfection become something else entirely, dehumanizing?
Exactly. And what happens when life's most intimate choices can be bought and sold?
It gets really unsettling there, because as Fiona digs deeper,
the danger ramps up.
It's not just the case. It's her safety, her reputation, even her own beliefs about motherhood, about autonomy.
And the system, well, it doesn't just sit back. It pushes back hard.
Like politically?
Politically, through the media, smear campaigns, spin. Adler shows how entrenched power protects itself when it feels threatened.
Which brings us right to the core themes, the really sharp commentary in the book.
Yeah, themes that feel incredibly current. Bioethics, for one.
The whole commodification of life idea. Chilling.
Very. And consent, bodily autonomy, especially for women. The novel is unflinching on that.
And how institutions, powerful ones, can just silence vulnerable people.
It exposes that mechanism.
Yeah.
And that terrifying logic we mentioned at the end justifies the means. You see echoes of that today, don't you?
Absolutely. Scientific overreach, elitism, the erosion of personal choice. Mm. It's all there. Adler really holds up a mirror.
He does.
So through all this, Fiona's journey, how does she change?
It's a powerful arc for her character. She emerges, I think, more resolute, more morally centered.
Not just a detective solving a case.
No, much more. She risks everything, really, to stand up for people who have no voice. And she has to confront her own background, her own privilege.
She refuses to look away.
Exactly. Even when it's incredibly difficult. It's a reminder that justice is bigger than just catching one person.
It's about challenging the systems that allow these things to happen in the first place.
That's the core of it, holding power accountable.
So Immaculate Deception, it really is more than a mystery. It feels like a warning almost, still very prescient.
A powerful warning about unchecked ambition, yeah.
And it makes us, the readers, confront these big questions. Accountability, protecting the voiceless.
It puts the question right to you. In a world where science and power get tangled up, sometimes dangerously.
And the powerful push too far.
Who stands up for the vulnerable? Who really does?
It's a vital question. We really encourage all our readers to keep thinking about these ideas, engage with the themes Warren Adler lays out. They feel more timely than ever.
Stay curious.
Stay critical, and keep digging deeper into the questions this book makes you ask.